You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
I'm Kyla Guru. I am the founder and CEO of Bits and Bytes Cybersecurity Education, and I'm also a student at Stanford University. I grew up in a house where my dad is an accountant by trade and my mom is a biochemist. So I was kind of always surrounded by math and science, always driven in the importance of those two things in the world. And I saw that growing up, especially with my dad and the conversations that he would have at the dinner table. A lot of what he used to do in his work was fraud examination in auditing and in accountancy. So just from hearing him speak about those things at the dinner table, I was really intrigued as to see like what even is cybersecurity. I was interested in, you know, coding and like comp sci. And then the summer before I entered high school, I took that first step and I was like, okay, I'm gonna sign myself up for a Gen Cyber Camp at Purdue University. I signed up for this camp and it was at Gen Cyber that something just switched inside of me. It was that kind of that like light that flicked inside of me. And then also the combination of learning at that camp that almost 90% of cyber attacks are due to human error alone. It was those two kind of facts that I think amalgamated into what became Bits and Bytes Cybersecurity. Because when I came home, I saw in my own community that we were having these identity theft cases and social engineering attacks, but there wasn't really like proactive conversation happening to stop the next attack from happening and to engage our civilian population in understanding their role in the cybersecurity space and how do they protect themselves and why is that so important. So I kind of made it my mission to start those conversations. And for me, I thought starting it on the elementary school level would be the easiest kind of way since I was a student at the time. So I kind of thought that I would work inside of the system to make some change. I went to Gen Cyber for a second year for the advanced camp. I got more into Kali Linux and ethical hacking. I took SANS courses, and now in college, I'm taking several courses from professors in cyber and just getting more and more knowledge as I go through internships and meet people and go to conferences. And it's really about putting yourself out there. And the more that you kind of embrace the idea of learning, the more like the opportunities for learning will just gravitate towards you. Understanding future-focused solutions requires an understanding of what is our current knowledge base in security and what are our priorities. So I would say from the conversations that I have with students and kind of the groups that I've studied in a sense, like what I'm seeing is that our generation really does care about security. And even though a lot of people will say that like they just don't care about it. They just don't like mind it or mind having their privacy infringed. I think our generation does have questions, and we do have an inquisitive mind, a curious mind. We've always been the kind to Google and want a really quick answer about something. Like, we have these curiosities as well as this just want to know more. But we're not really getting those answers, and I think that's leading us to make assumptions. And so that's where I think the education piece and the advocacy and communications piece from the security industry is definitely like needed. And so I think it's just putting a layer of context on that of like, why is this so critical? Why is it important? It's important because you are a key piece to our national security, and your security is the key to your neighbor's security and is the key to our nation's security, like kind of putting it in bigger context like that. The entrepreneurship journey that has taken me in is like, is so, so fun. And I would definitely say, like, for any young person listening or that is kind of thinking about maybe starting something in security, like, this is definitely the time to do so. And I couldn't recommend like being the driver of your own project and your own vision more. Bits and Bytes is definitely still growing, and I'm really excited to see, like, as I said, as the industry, as cybersecurity grows and expands, how we can push the needle forward in this education and advocacy space, as well as getting users connected to everything that's happening in the industry.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.